COVID-19 has dealt a massive blow to the demand for commodities as economic growth globally got hit hard. So intuitively, the second half is hinging on the ability of these economies to establish any firm footing. Arnold van Graan from Nedbank CIB joins us now as we kick off the second half with his commodity market outlook. Thanks so much, Arnold, for your time this evening. So just when we had markets getting excited about the reopening of economies, we had some of that optimism derailed by the resurgence in COVID-19 reinfections that we're seeing globally. Are you still optimistic about a turnaround in the commodity space, or are you writing 2020 off?
Thank you, Alicia. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily write it off. I think it depends heavily on what you mentioned in your intro, and that is whether we're going to see a second wave of infections and what the impact of that will be on demand. So really, that's the big question is, will the rebound in demand, especially out of China, that we've seen that we've seen recently continue? If that is the case, then these commodity prices should continue to be buoyant. If we actually do see a second wave of infections, it could curtail some of this recovery. But the flip side to that is, if we do have more infections, it could also impact the production side, again, sort of balancing out the market. So It's very hard to call it at this stage. So what I would say with certainty is that I do expect quite a lot of volatility in commodity markets over the next year. But I wouldn't write it off. But I think looking for a recovery, you're basically probably better off looking through to 2021. And our belief is that would be driven off stimulus measures and quantitative easing.
Yeah. Amidst all the volatility, amidst all the uncertainty, Arnold, gold safe haven status has been holding it in good stead. For the first half, it's trading, what, about 17% higher, and it's pushing higher still. So does the inverse correlation explain the movement that we're seeing on the iron ore and crude fronts specifically, or does it go beyond that?
Yeah, look, as you said, gold is a safe haven asset. And given all this uncertainty, people are still hiding in gold. And then the other key characteristic of gold is that it doesn't necessarily trade on supply-demand fundamentals, whereas a lot of these other metals do. So, you know, iron ore, oil, all of those metals are really tightly linked to what happens in the global economy, whereas gold, you know, even if there's an oversupply of gold, the gold price can keep on going up. It's really it trades closer to interest rates. And then you have these spurts of economic uncertainty that just pushes it even further. And then gold also trades very technically. So as it gets closer to this $1,800 level, you can find that traders will just push it through that level, and it can continue going from there. If it doesn't push through, however, then we could expect a sharp correction again on the technical side of it.
I ask about that inverse correlation because copper has been rallying, and one wonders what's been happening there specifically, because copper is traditionally thought of as an economic barometer of sorts, right?
Yeah, that's why they call it Dr. Copper. So essentially that's telling us that the market believes that this economic recovery will continue going. And I think that's really what the copper price is telling us. But, you know, I would also sort of talk about QE and stimulus. I think some of these commodity prices could also be pushed by just the amount of stimulus going into the market. And that stimulus is not necessarily going, you know, to the bottom line economy, and it's just sloshing around on trading floors. And that could also impact some of these commodity prices. So again, I think the point is that the supply-demand fundamentals are not always reflective of what's going on in the metal prices, given all this volatility, given all this uncertainty. And I think that theme is going to be with us for the remainder of the year.
That was Arnold van Graan from Nedbank CIB.